AZ, the patient I've been working with AZ, was very sensitive indeed to semantic distance effects. And we showed this by comparing animals and fruits with objects. And if they were all animals, she'd make more errors than if there was one animal, one fruit, and one object. And we were also interested in whether she would show these close and distance effects within the proper noun vocabulary, because it's quite difficult to examine the, if you like, the semantic organization within the proper noun vocabulary. And we started off with people with different occupations, and she would get, if you like, make more errors if you used people with the same occupation than if you had one from one of three occupations. And this led us on to considering geographical terms, which are also fairly proper nouns. And if you had, shall we say, three Scandinavian countries, three South American countries, or three European countries, her error score would be really quite high. All she had to do was, when I said Sweden, she simply had to point to a card that said Sweden, etc. But if you had one stimulus from each of the three groups, so you had one Scandinavian country, one European country, and one South American country, she could do it very accurately. So here we had these very clear-cut geographical similarity effects. And we pushed our luck a little bit here by seeing whether this she was sort of sensitive, if you like, to a sort of north, south, east, west arrangement within England. And she in fact did. We had three northern towns, three East Anglian towns, three South Coast towns as a group, and she had to point to them. Or we had one from east, north, and west. And here again, we found that she was very sensitive, literally, to not so much semantic distance, but actual distance in these, in testing her. And so we used this as evidence that this type of factual information is encoded in our brain in terms of, if you like, the compass points. I take the view that these patients studied appropriately provide a window on the organization of semantics without having to have more demanding criterion of having an actual deficit or selective impairment. In these patients, one can actually, I believe, observe this very fine grain organization in patients with relatively large lesions. And this, I think, is a very has great potential for the future, and I certainly hope to be able to go on with this with our collaboration and well into the future.